Greg, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Kelly.
Now, one of the things I'd like to talk about today is a question that people have raised, which you and I initially anticipated about having an atheist presence on a faith and values site. But before we delve into that, I'd love for people to hear a little more about your faith journey, which you recently wrote about. Could you share briefly about that?
Sure. Yeah, my first piece for Columbia Faith and Values was about just a little autobiography, not too in-depth. But I was involved in a fundamentalist church that a friend of mine went to in grade school. My family didn't go to the church, and so I was involved in that, and seriously involved in that. And I started questioning when I was about 12, 11, 12, 13 in there. And then my grandfather died, and that event set me on the path to, I didn't go back to church after that, and set me on my current path. So,
hey, well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more how communities of faith respond when someone from that community of faith becomes an atheist. I've heard different stories ranging from people accepting it to people being quite critical. And what have you seen or experienced?
Well, most of the atheists I deal with in the atheist community, of course, are out and open. And so they've already dealt with, are dealing quite successfully with that. So usually there's not a lot of at least permanent ostracization with the people I know. Unfortunately, there are a lot of closeted atheist people who are reluctant to come out because they are afraid of backlash from family, friends, their communities. And even, like, you know, we had the case of Damon Fowler in Louisiana, where he came out quite openly a couple years ago, and his family kicked him out and threw the stuff on the lawn and everything. But even we have cases like with Jessica Alquist in Rhode Island, who her family was behind her, but you know, she was plaintiff in a case against a prayer posted in the gym of her public school. And the community, many people in that community were quite vicious in their reaction to Jessica. So, you know, the family was behind her, as far as I know. But there were a lot of people in the community who were quite nasty. So,
a recent survey from the Pew Forum says that a growing number of Americans are becoming unaffiliated with any religion at all. And atheism is a small subset of that unaffiliated group. Do you think it's that more people are becoming atheists, or are more people just being open about atheism, or what do you think is kind of behind that rise in numbers?
Yeah, I think there are more people becoming atheists all the time, but I think a lot of it is people who wouldn't have felt comfortable a few years ago or a decade ago or, you know, two decades ago, that feel more comfortable now. It's more, they feel that they can come out more safely now. And I think that's a lot of it.
And you and I have talked a little bit about this previously and the role the internet has had to play in all of that. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Oh, the internet has been huge. I mean, at our meetings, at our local meetings, so often you get a new member, someone shows up, and you hear the same thing over and over again. Gosh, I thought I was the only one. I was the only one. I mean, we hear people say, well, I invented atheism, you know, when I was a kid, you know, and people do go through that. They think they're the only one. And so the internet has been huge in connecting people. When people were able to look and say, well, gosh, this is what I've been thinking. There are also, I mean, the resources that are available. It used to be you had to go find, you know, you went to the library, or you were able to piece together atheist thought and philosophy. Now it's all freely available on the web, or a lot of it's freely available on the web. So just the power of the internet has been huge for the secular and the atheist community.
One question people tend to ask me in regards to covering atheism is what I think of as the values question. How can someone not have faith in a higher power and still have values? And how do you answer that question?
Well, I would say that humans are value-producing animals. We make values. We are culture-producing animals. In making culture and in learning to deal with others, which starts when we're infants, we produce values. Values come before religion. Religions co-opt values and package them with agendas and wrap them up in stories, but they're the same they're the human values that we have that we own, and we don't need to purchase them. So
why do you think it is that people tend to so closely associate having a faith with having values and tend to disassociate not having a faith with having values? Why do you think that is?
I think it's sold that way. A lot of faith leaders will try to say, well, if you don't agree with me, that means you're somehow deficient. And that's just not the case. So,
and what are some of the most important values in your life and that you strive to teach your children?
Sure. I think love, compassion, a sense of justice, discovery, beauty. These are all things that we share, you know, joy shared with others. We make these, we prize these values and we possess them. I want to pass along free thought. Free thought's very important to me, which is free thought is, you know, values free inquiry, courage to ask questions, honesty, integrity, and doubt. And so.
And what is it, do you think, that people often don't get about atheism? You know, misconceptions people have, or questions that you're asked most commonly, or anything like that that you run up against?
I think that a lot of times people, one misconception is that we're damaged somehow, you know, often, oh gosh, something awful must have happened. Well, something awful has happened to everyone, you know. Most atheists I know are, you know, we're not any more damaged than anyone else, you know, most people would be, a lot of people would be surprised that they know atheists, have known atheists, and the atheist didn't say anything to them about it, you know.
The other thing that I've heard a lot, and that many people at Skepticon, which was a national skeptics convention held down in Springfield in November, a lot of people there mentioned a lot about how they were actually very well versed in different religions, which surprised religious people sometimes. You know, the idea of, well, if you only read the Bible, then you would know. And many people said, well, actually, I have read the Bible. Could you talk a little bit about that at all?
Yeah, a lot of atheists are very knowledgeable, especially about their own faith tradition that they grew up in or were exposed to, and then they'll often be very knowledgeable about others because they went searching. A lot of us tried to justify our own faith tradition. You know, we were asking questions, so we were reading, we were researching, and then we looked into others. You know, so you'll find a lot of atheists that are carrying around a lot of knowledge of different faith traditions.
You and I had talked before about the presence of atheism on a faith and values site. At first blush, it doesn't necessarily seem like they will go together, but then as you talk about it more and as you dig a little deeper, there very much is a perfect place for atheism on a faith and values site. Can you tell me a little bit more about that from your perspective, how you see those two fitting together well?
Sure. I agree with you. I think atheism, the atheist viewpoint belongs on any discussion of faith and values. For one thing, we all have values. Honesty, integrity, love, compassion, and secular values, enlightenment values. Those are values that are strong in the atheist and free thought community. As far as faith goes, yeah, atheism is not a faith. And in fact, one of the values of atheism is evidence, a demand for evidence-based belief rather than faith. So in a discussion of faith, the atheists definitely have a viewpoint. We definitely have something to say about faith. And so we stand stand in relation to that. So any discussion of faith, I think the atheist viewpoint is important.
Greg, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kelly.